A frustrated Vancouver FC head coach Afshin Goadby watched his team fall 2-1 to Ford FC at Willoughby Park on Sunday afternoon, August 18. "We just have to learn a little bit faster. Our learning curve is, for me, is too long," Goadby said. "We are making the same mistakes we made in games 3, 4 and 5. We have to learn to not make those mistakes again. We're making them too many times and it's cost us 32 goals against, with many of them being very silly goals," he added. "It is the highest number of goals conceded by any team in the league this season." Going into the game, Eagles had taken 4 points from Forge this season as the only corporal club to keep the Hamilton side winless at home. Vancouver defeated Forge 2-1 back in May, before they had to both settle for a draw in a 3-3 clash last month. Forge wasted little time, scoring inside 6 minutes, as Jordan Hamilton picked out David Choinier, who slotted home from close range to make it 1-0. Vancouver responded in the 72nd minute, as Michael Kante found Elige Ba with a cross into the box, one that Ba nodded home from close range to make it 1-1. Forge would seal the win in style late on, as Nana Ompoma found Matteo Schiavoni, who fired home his first professional goal, to secure the win for his team. VFC will play 3 of their next 4 games away from home, which will be pivotal for them as they look to maintain their status as a playoff team. Vancouver FC currently stand 5th of 8 teams with a record of 6 wins, 8 losses and 5 draws. Next up, Vancouver will face Valor at Princess Auto Stadium on Sunday, August 25. Read also: Langley United joins Semi-Pro League 1 BC. Read also: A gold medal and trip to the Nationals for Langley U15 girls.